USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them, according to the military. The Palestinian Islamist group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, using penetrating munitions and advanced technologies to locate and destroy them. The tunnel shafts were located in civilian areas, many of which were near or inside civilian buildings and structures, like schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds, the military said in a statement on Sunday. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court and a steadfast advocate of modern conservatism, passed away on Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the high court.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last. And if I didn't do the job well, that's what would happen.
The Supreme Court, in a press release, revealed that O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. In 2018, she disclosed her diagnosis of the initial stages of dementia, likely Alzheimer's disease. Hunter Biden's deposition in the House has been set.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden. Emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment, the lawmakers, including Comer, who previously subpoenaed Hunter Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Reagan National Defense Forum gathered in Southern California Friday and Saturday to tackle critical national security issues with a focus on the increasing perception of China as a major threat. Reagan Presidential Foundation CEO David Trullio notes a notable shift in concerns.
There's been a big increase since 2018, in fact, in how Americans perceive this challenge. I think Americans are seeing that China's undergone a huge military buildup. There's been a lot of attention appropriately on the fact that China's engaged in an active genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. They see President Xi hosting Vladimir Putin.
The forum, attended by military leaders, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, national security experts, and lawmakers, delved into various threats, including artificial intelligence, the future of warfare, and military readiness. Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris's 2019 post labeling him as a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on 5 disorderly conduct charges in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. This requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples, aiming to prevent future public health crises similar to the one in Flint, Michigan in 2014. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.